Blog Talk for Radio.
Many centuries and centuries and centuries, people would approach God, just bombarding him with success all the time, never giving him praise. And the Lord moved on my heart and said, "Son, won't you to thank me? Won't you to thank me?" Then he led me into meeting people and giving praise all over the world. I've been thanking him a long time. Yes, and led many people into thanking him 1,000 times a day. As we were on the plane coming from Georgia, giving God praise and thanking him 1,000 times. You know, it's caught on and it's catching on many other places where people want to thank God 1,000 times. Let me tell you, it's wonderful to thank him for what he's already done. Not just bombard him with request, but thank him for what he's already done. He's been so mighty good to every one of us, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. This is Tuesday. This is the day that we can sit back and be blessed by our mother to the nation. She's a blessing to so many people all over the country. When Mother Emily Johnson transitioned and went on to heaven, I looked for another mother to the nation. And the Lord laid on my heart to ask Dr. Patricia Stern, Bishop Patricia Stern, to be our mother to the nation. She's been a wonderful mother to the nation also. We want to send you a present line to her this morning and hear what the Lord has to say to Bishop Stern. Amen. I present to some and introduce to others the one and only prayer ambassador, Dr. Bishop Patricia Stern from North Chicago, Illinois, from the Peace of God Church. The line is in your hand, Bishop Stern.
Lord, God bless you. Praise, can you all hear me? I want to make sure that I am on. Amen. Praise, I'm not on mute. Am I right or wrong? Amen. I'm not more in the air. Amen.
No.
Every minute counts now. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so very much to my chief ambassador. Amen. Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. I so agree with you, Ambassador Dr. Gillislee. Amen. When the pastor come on and Lady Megan say, "Now we present to you our very own," amen, we rally for our leader. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for him. Amen. Praise the Lord all over in Illinois. Amen. When my late apostle D. Hinton came up, everybody stood and rallied. They got a little slack. Amen, during the pandemic, but man, I brought them back to their feet. That's the man of God that feeds you and empower you with the things of God. Amen, and so we do honor your presence, Chief Ambassador. There is none like you. I'm honored, amen, to say that I'm a part of this noisy crew, which is a great noise, amen, and praise God for our very first, only first lady, amen, our very own Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, amen. After we greet them, then we're going to greet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're going to silence you when I get ready to go into what we're doing, not put you on mute, but the background noise of amen has to be tapered down because we're not in a live audience. Amen. We are on a live broadcast. Amen. And it does have a little distraction and no harm to you, but there is protocol on the line. Can we say good morning, Lord? Come on, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. That's it.
Good morning.
What a glad heart they say.
Good morning.
So I'm glad to say good morning, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. What an honor and a blessing. Amen, to give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a good morning. And I do want to, amen, honor and respect all of the prayer ambassadors, doctors on the line. Those of you, we have already had the promo, amen, but I certainly want to greet you all, amen, again, out of my own bowels of compassion. I do love you and appreciate you, amen. I appreciate the people of God that wake up in the morning, amen, and support the ministry. That's a plus all by itself, amen. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord some praise right now? Amen.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Praise. Thank God somebody again. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Thank you
for radically to what God wants us to do this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just need a couple of praise reports. Amen. Don't drag with me. Amen. Because praise God, I got to learn how to put a pine in a quart, like the late apostle said. I got to put it in, because if I don't, when time comes, my time is up. And I like that. Amen. So we won't be lagging around with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone with a praise report this morning, you're on the line. Amen. 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 Go right ahead.
I want to thank the Lord for how he just showed that amazing grace. I taught this lesson before how to recognize the real voice of God. And on Sunday, it seemed the same thing more than ever before. People got it. And you know, sometimes you have to do that. You have to bring a message more than once. And I did. And so the Lord blessed it in a great, 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 great way. They seem to embrace it, they got it. That's one place of prayer. Then secondly, I want to thank God. I had promised this man during my trial for our church. And we all prayed, and God turned it around. He flipped it overnight. I want to thank God for flipping it overnight. And the Lord's blessings, and they're working even every day. Amen, trying to do what we ask them to do. So thank you so much for praying. God does answer prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, and I thank God for you. I can identify. We have someone in common, amen, being pastors and leaders, amen. And I do believe when you come back to say thank you, God takes you up, because thank you has a lot to do. Amen. When someone do something nice for you, and God always do, when you come back and say it over the ether wave, everybody hear it. And don't you know God smiles down on you and say that, okay, amen, he's my son, he's thanking me, I'm going to take him to another level. Y'all don't want to hear me today. Anybody else with a praise report? Amen. Now, you can't tag on to Chief Ambassador's blessing. You got to have your own blessing. He's in a category all by himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more praise report, please. All right. You don't have a praise report. That's all right, Chief. You'll get all the blessings by yourself.
Pastor Gildersleeve of Chicago, Illinois. Grandfather in Bahamas to India. You got, oh my God, God is just so good. Last week, week or two ago, I didn't have no appetite. I would fix food, and I was just a sandwich or something. I'll just look at it and fall off asleep for hours, not just 1 hour. And so I had this melon, and it was getting too ripe with them. The bugs was coming. So I had a watermelon also, and I told my son, let me check this watermelon. Come down and help me cut it. And I tell y'all, saints, Chief had prayed for me and other saints of God had prayed for me. And I tell y'all, when I told my son to come help me to cut this watermelon, but he said, Ma, you want me to cut it? I said, well, I'm going to ask the Lord to help me to cut it. I cut that watermelon into fours. And I got to eat on that watermelon, and I wasn't even realizing that I was eating. The Lord gave me a miracle watermelon to put my appetite back in me, and I just, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I didn't eat anything last night when I got off the cover, and I fried me some chicken, boiled me some corn, and made me some mashed potatoes, like 4 pieces of chicken. But it's just, you know, it's just wonderful. It's just really wonderful how good the Lord is, and he knows how much that we can bear. So whatever your problems is, give it to the Lord. Put it in his hands. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, Ambassador Dr. Gillespie. That is very important. Amen. Don't mean that you had it or it's coming, but one of the major signs of COVID is not having an appetite. Amen. I don't believe you had it, but God stopped it. Amen. The brain, appetite. People don't understand. I went visiting, amen, a brother-in-law that I have that's on my side of the family, my sibling side. My sister is deceased, but he's still my brother-in-law, and he has been sick. And the Lord told me to go visit him. And they have been telling me he could not eat. His appetite was not there. Amen. He had other issues and everything. And I know that I am capable of visiting the sick and the shut in without getting anything because God led me to go there. And, the family was so happy. It just makes you feel good when people see you come. They light up. Amen. And they say, oh, mm-hmm. my God, I know when you came, he would light up. I didn't even know he was amen. Sick. Amen. Because I brought joy to him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bow thine head. I brought joy amen. With yeah. me. Amen. Yeah. I went to minister, but I didn't go to minister death. I went to minister life. And amen. The gift of humor. Amen, that God has placed in me, amen, will stir anybody up, amen. I'm just saying, I didn't know all of these gifts until later on when I was in the spirit, amen. It's a gift, amen, and we laugh and we talk, and sometimes the Bible says in Proverbs, amen, that a good laugh is like good medicine. I'm just paraphrasing it so you understand. Without laughter in your life, amen. Yeah. You know, you can be, you're in the spirit, amen, but you still need to be balanced. Amen. Don't laugh, amen, and don't enjoy life. Something wrong with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for the praise report. God bless you all. Is my prayer. I'm so grateful for you, Chief Ambassador, that the Lord is moving on the temple. That's God's house. And I do believe God's house ought to look better than any house that you go in. Amen. Praise the Lord, because that's where the praises are. I don't like a dirty house. Y'all don't hear me today. Amen. Mother is clean. Amen. Mother is clean. She's in order. Amen. And it makes your praises and prayer. God says, you know, he wants us to be clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. All your surroundings, not just on the inside, on the outside, the way someone walks into your presence. Amen. Or wherever you are, that makes a difference. Amen. You won't,
amen.
I'm just telling you yourself, you won't hardly find me. If anybody rang my doorbell, the unexpected guest, I don't have to run and say, oh, y'all put this in order, put this in place. No. My surroundings have to be clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what cleanliness is next to godliness. Am I right, Chief? Cleanliness
is next
to godliness. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that, for the appetite and everyone else that have a praise report and is laying dormant. Amen. Prepare yourself to be a sanctuary when you come home, be ready. Amen. God bless you all. Is our prayer. I want to slip into a little short message for you of some encouraging words. And may I say, Chief Ambassador, I do glean from the word of God, knowing the real voice of God. Amen. And I'm so glad that you are explaining that it's only two voices. Amen. Because down through the years, they would tell us it's three voices, and one of them is yours. You know, we could be indoctrinated on the wrong things. Even now, as I'm shutting more to show myself approved because I'm a mouth of God's people, I got to be on target. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some things that we heard down through the years was not necessarily biblical. Amen. It was just
an opinion.
That's right. Am I right or wrong? Just an opinion.
That's right.
And now that we're wiser now, is each generation will get wiser and wiser. And that's why Paul encouraged us to study, to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. He said the noblemen's were more prosperous than us because they studied the word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
They knew what was in it. They went and searched the word. And I came up under where bishop would tell Bishop, the late Bishop Gary Stern would tell us, now I want you to go search it. And if you come across anything that I said that you felt like was not biblical, We will discuss, amen, because I'm leading God's people. And anyone that is given the word of God and sharing whatever, make sure it lined up with the word of God. I just came from a seminar a couple of months ago, and the apostle there said, don't make up nothing. Amen. Make sure, you know, it's enough words, you ain't got to make up anything.
That's
make
right.
sure it lines up with the word of God, because you never know when it's tender babes in there. And that one little thing that you have that's wrong, I'm not saying we're going to be perfect, but we're not going with our own ideology. We're going with the Bible. Amen. And that one little thing
that's
you say
that's
can trip someone up. And that, I'm telling you, Chief, I had to reexamine, because they always said, amen, that you hear the voice of the Lord and you hear the voice of the devil. The enemy, let's say the enemy, amen, because people don't want nobody to think you're calling them a devil, amen, although we know it's on, but, and then I've always heard, and sometimes it's neither one, sometimes it's you, amen, praise the Lord, and some about that is sick in my spirit, amen, praise the Lord, but I do know that I'm matured now in the spirit. You know, we couldn't correct leaders in the past. Not really. Now you can. But you can ask questions. Am I right, Chief? Amen.
Absolutely.
And in order. Not on the line, off the line. Amen. If you want to know something, ask the Chief. Amen. And now, although I knew what you said was right, but when you indoctrinated with something, you got to change your ways. Amen. You got to change. It's easier to think. I don't know why it's so easier to think wrong than to think right. Amen. Praise the Lord. It looks like wrong seems better than right. That's what the devil wants us to think. Amen. But I honor the Lord for the word. Amen. And for the studying and for the, amen, all the biblical things that you bring to us. Amen. I don't take it for granted, because I know what studying is. I tell my own people, I say, sometimes it takes me all week to prepare a message, and you get it within 30 to 45 minutes. You're going to eat this. Amen. You're going to chew it up, digest it. I don't want you to move, because you give up a lot to be, you know, a minister. Amen. And just a small grace report behind that. Amen. The other day I was just so busy. Amen. Looked like I just didn't have no time for myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everywhere I went, it was a telephone call. And I try not to ignore people and everything, but I was just so overwhelmed. And it was a Monday after a Sunday where I had poured out everything, had not been replenished. And I stopped on the side of the highway, not on the highway, but at I was at Sam's, and, you know, out there you could sit in the parking lot and do nothing. And I said, Lord, I am overwhelmed with all of this. And the Spirit spoke to me like my spirit is. He said, you asked for this. He said, long time ago you made testimonies, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll go. That shut me up, Chief. Amen. That just knocked me right back to Lord, forgive me. You asked for this. Amen. Praise the Lord. You were looking at others down through the years and saying, how did they get there? Now is your time. Amen. I would put these people, I sent them to you. You didn't have nothing to do with this. Amen. I built you up to this point that you will be able to minister to the people. Amen. 24-24. It ain't all over the pulpit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if they see something in you that you can bless them with, then you're the mouthpiece for them. And so I praise the Lord for that. You have to hear God more than one way. Amen. So I honor the Lord this morning. Amen. And I thank him. And I openly, maybe somebody else may hear what we're saying and say, well, you know, I've been there too. You can't shut the door on people, because when you get ready for the door to be open, you want them to have it wide open. And I'm talking about their heart and their listening ear. Amen. And everybody needs somebody. I don't care what you say. God didn't make us be an island, and he didn't leave us on the face of the earth by ourselves. You just be careful who you talk to. Amen. He will lead you, and he will guide you. Don't stay in that house and be crazy, and don't use no wisdom. I tell my children all the time, if anything happens to me, here are the prayer warriors I want you to call. I don't want you to panic and call the enemy in on me. Amen, somebody. Mm-hmm. There's certain people that I have yoked with in the body of Christ, and they know my spirit. Amen. And they know how to call down the remnant of God and the enemy to leave me alone. Some people don't know how to plead the blood. They get scared. When I was coming along and they pleaded the blood until I knew better, it scared me to death. Amen. You don't know what will fear you coming along. Them saints will plead the blood of Jesus, and it feared me until I grew into the knowledge. I was among that and knew that this was the power of God, because things moved that I didn't see move. Amen. Y'all don't understand that we were in the day where they took crutches and put it on the walls because that person got healed. They didn't need the crutch no more. They took wheelchairs. You walk in church, them so far churches didn't have no protocol. Amen. They had wheelchairs on the wall where that person got delivered. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Am I right, Chief Ambassador?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You walk
that's
in, man. Right. I was up under, he was a Pastor James Cleveland. Amen. And praise the Lord. And not only was he a singer, he was a preacher. And it was back in the days where, amen, they would take your cigarettes and throw them to the altar right there. Who all got cigarettes on them? Them the kind of revivals I was in. And the pure God would call on the church, and the people be running up there throwing their cigarettes and they snuff and all of that stuff on the altar to be delivered. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now they are making more for the people to stay in bondage. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think it's a disgrace to legalize marijuana. Amen. They don't need it in the White House. I would turn it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God today. Amen. That's to help somebody. Amen. Sin is wrong. I don't care who legalized it. Amen. Sin is wrong. The Bible said it. Amen. I don't care who legalized. Amen. I better not have not. I'm just like that. I better not have not one of my nieces or nephews. If they do it, it better not be around me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to respect the anointing on men. When you stand that standard, it's going to be. Am I right? Amen. Straighten up when I come around, at least for an hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. At least the respect of God has to remain on the vessel of honor. Amen. When you lose your respect, it's hard to get it back. Amen. We've been talking about things that God cannot do. We've been hearing people of God down through the years, God can do anything. Yes, he can. But God will not agree with you in your sinful ways. Willfully sinning is not God's pattern. Amen. And we have gone through, amen, five of them. Amen. The first one we had was God cannot get tired. That was from Isaiah 40 and 28. The second one, God can't take on a job that he can't handle. He can handle anything. Jeremiah 32 and 17. Number three, we talked about God cannot be unholy. We know that be ye holy, for I am holy. He don't lay his religion down like some people do. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what some carnal-minded person would do. They're holy in the church, and outside they live a different life. Four, God cannot be prejudiced. Prejudice is everywhere, and it ain't just with color and race. Sometimes you're prejudiced amen, against someone right in your family. You don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. Amen. They better not come over here and everything. A child of God got to be able to take humble pie. And so today, people of God, I want to just share with you and get this out as much as I can, amen, about what God cannot do and absolutely will not do. Our basic scripture that we're basing this on is from Numbers 23 and 19, and the word of God say, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall not make it good? The 20th verse hangs on to say, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I like that one there. When God bless, he don't take the blessing back from you. Amen. He give it. He don't come back and say, when he give it to you, you don't have a payday loan to pay it back. If he give it to you and he don't take it back. Even when you make him, when you frustrate the spirit of God, and otherwise when God is I don't want to put angry, but when God is not pleased with some of the things that we do or say, amen, he don't stop loving us, amen, praise the Lord, and he don't take back the blessing. Coming up as little children and everything, and some even today, when a child acts up, a parent might say, I'm going to take your bicycle away from you a week. Or I'm going to take nowadays they tell them, I'm going to take your phone away from you a week. Amen. They don't mean it. They give it back to them in 2 days. I see that right before my eyes.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But God will not take back the blessing. Amen. He won't take back your car note. It's already gone. He won't take back the food that you've already put in your stomach. I'm just making it plain. Mm-hmm. And Titus 1 and 2 say, and hope of eternal life with God that cannot lie, promised before the world began. That's Old Testament and New Testament still stands, that God would never come short of his promise. So today, I want to share with you the six things that I came up with that God cannot do. I want to continue to feed and bless your soul with the good things of life, and that feels God's word. So many times we hear things, but the good things of life is God's word. God's word builds you up. Amen. The living word of God, because God is still alive, and I am glad about it. And I know you agree with me with a shout of a praise and an amen in the background. Today we are going to continue to minister on the things that God cannot and will not do. And we've already shared with you what we just talked about, five of them. Amen. And they're repetitious. You can't grab it all at one time. If you're in I'm sure Chief Ambassador and all of us that have studied for tests, it takes days to study a test. And sometimes you have to start in a month or two to grab hold to the final exam. Amen. So you can make a good grade. Amen. I told you I was excited about making good. I wanted to make good. I wanted my parents to feel proud of me. Amen. Back in that day, we could say proud, but we have to be careful now with that word. But I didn't want to be just getting out of school, barely making. I saw many parents begging the principals and the teachers to pass their child so they can graduate. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had a mother. She held back one of my brothers because he didn't know his ABCs. He was smart, but he didn't know his ABCs. And she kept him back, and it was an effect on him later in life when his other friends that was his age are ahead of him and he was behind. But mama had to say so, and God has to say so on our life. Amen. And we want to talk about today that God cannot and will not remember the sins that you have repented of. Come on, somebody. God cannot and will not remember the sins that you have repented of. Isaiah 43 and 25 says, I am he that blotted out transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sin. Transgressions means sin against God. Amen. Romans 8:12-13 say, for I will be merciful to the unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he said, a new covenant he has made, the first old, now that which decayeth and waxed old is ready to pass away. I can explain all of this, but I got to let you understand some of this. Because, number one, when God say he doesn't remember it no more, amen. I'm not God, but we think like God. And I know this. You're going to remember all that stuff. Amen. All that stuff sinks in his mouth. And I give you a scripture on that. God don't want to remember all that stuff. Amen. When he forgives, he forgives. Amen. And then back in the Old Testament, amen, where we came out of the scripture of Isaiah, if you know your Old Testament, back in that day, everything you did, they took you and they would, amen, they would beat you, they hang you, and they do. You couldn't break no laws. That's why you had to change the law. Everything you got in trouble with. And so when the new covenant came, God did away with the old covenant. And that's why he died on the cross for our sin. God came and let his only son die, that he was the remission for us for sin. And we could go to Jesus anytime, 24 hours a day. We don't have to go to the bad, to the unjust priest and the unjust judge. Amen. The one they had as the unjust judge was, it didn't have no mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know the story of the lady that came and asked the judge to avenge her of her adversary, and he was not willing to give in to anything. Y'all know your word. Amen. That's what transgressions and blotting them out, and that's what this word covenant and decayed. You know, like almost wanna say decayed and wax old. It's like a cavity in you that you gotta get rid of the cavity. Otherwise, if you don't get rid of that cavity in your mouth, in your teeth, it's gonna lead into some trouble. It's gonna cause the whole mouth to hurt. And you might have to take out more than one tooth. You didn't look out for that. Maybe I'm talking to somebody right now. He say it will vanish away. I remember a few years ago, Chief Ambassador told us, you don't always have to go to the dentist to get your teeth clean. Take your mouth up under the shower and those little bristles. Amen. We'll get rid of all of that stuff. I prayed and asked God, let me remember things. Amen. Don't let me just hear the word of God and it slip away from me. And I do that all the time, Chief. And it's amazing how much come out of there. I didn't know I had all of that back up in my teeth. Amen. But the shower washes it away. Y'all better take heed to wisdom. And so we see this morning that my God, we can say what an awesome God we serve. Listen, say the old man, you don't have a hell or heaven to put me in. Amen. That's a true statement. You see, Jesus Christ just said, I have mercy on their unrighteousness. God, if we didn't have a God that would forgive us of sin, amen, we will already be doomed. Amen. You see, man, people sometimes may never forgive you. They bring your past and your future. Another old man, I will forgive, but I won't forget it. But you better start forgiving and forgetting. Amen. Just like this saint once own first fruit. God created it. God decreed it years ago, and he established it, and that settles it. You can't do nothing with first fruit now. It's full bloom. Amen. Praise the Lord. You yourself ought to know when to take a shower or bath, and nobody have to call you to remind you to do so. You have been trained by your parents. Amen. You ought to know when things come before you. You ought to know to visit the bathroom. Well, that's the same way in the spirit. When you feel stink coming before you and everything, and you have not, spent time in your secret closet, well, the Holy Spirit have trained and taught you not to sin.
Right,
you know how right from wrong. Your body only reminds you to take a bath or shower. Well, your sin soul nature will remind you to get to the repenting station. Humble yourself. I'm talking to someone this morning. Amen. Your gas needle on your car. If you drive your car often, you know that car. And you know how far it will stretch. Amen.
Yes.
Even when it's on E, you know if you ride around the corner, you can make it home. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I wouldn't trust it no farther than that. And I'm saying, you know that you can't leave a situation that is messed up. Can't wait till tomorrow. You got to get to God now. Tell God, well, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And God will pardon, amen, your sin. I'm letting you know this morning, the filling station is always available for God's people. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it's a good party in there that I want to sing it, but I'm not on singing this morning. See, I learned this scripture a long time ago, amen, at Monument. Anybody remember? And she's still alive. She's a bishop now herself. She was Evangelist Barbara Amos, amen, a powerful woman of God. And she Bishop Barbara Amos now. And she was the woman that helped us and taught us how to live holy and not to be condemned. She pulled up a major prophet, amen, the major prophet Isaiah 1:15-18, and amen, I can't read that this morning, but she taught us. I can hear her voice even still in my spirit, like Dr. E.V. Hill lives down up in there. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, saints live down in our sanctified soul. Mother and sons live down up in our spirit. Young and tender, I was in marriage. I could have gotten into a lot of sin that I could have lost my mind or lost my life. Oh, my God, I'm just telling you about coming up in God. Listen, saints, I believe I became a repentant addict back in that day. Everything you were going to hear. Am I right, Chief? I became a repentant addict. I was addicted to repenting. And somebody today ought to get addicted to repenting and asking God to forgive you. Because back in the day, they warned you about hell. Am I right about it this morning? I can hear Bible saints that will come in with the big Bible and everything, and we got in line. Oh, during the summertime, round about this time, we had tent revivals, and everything they talked about was bringing to you your life to Jesus. Getting back to our text this morning, listen to this. You need to hear this. Hebrews 10:26 say, "For if we sin willfully," you all know what sinning willfully means. Amen. You going somewhere to celebrate? You may be going with the with you. You truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Now, don't get clean and go back there and get dirty again. Let me tell you something again. My time is running, but I want to let you know the only God that I know that is merciful unto us. God has been merciful to us. Oh, I want to tell you, there are times we have been in some trouble. Amen. There have been times.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about nobody else. Amen. There have been times when your bills was overlapped. There have been times if you have never gotten a red slip in the mail about a gas bill, water bill, light bill, telephone bill, even your mortgage or your rent. Amen. Coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. I believe sometimes God allows some things to happen so we wouldn't depend on ourselves, but we would depend on Him. Thank God. Same thing that made us go on our faith. If you were out of that, thank God. But I believe everybody done experienced some things in their life that they know that they had. Nobody could help them but the Lord. Have you ever tried, amen, to try to borrow sometimes just $50 or $100 and you couldn't, nobody would give it to you? Oh, my God. I'm talking about coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. It's hard to test in some way, somehow. It was nobody but the hand of God, and we don't remember it no more. Even while we yet in our, amen, praise the Lord, yet in our glorified body and saved and everything, there are times when things come along that you think crazy and you think sometimes you won't even see some people, and God has to change your mind thought. And we have to ask the Lord to forgive us for even the things that we think that is not good. The Bible says, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. He has to turn our faith thoughts around. I was just sharing the other day with my people on Sunday, and I was saying the other day, my two daughters was here, and oh my God, when them two get together and everything, they are the cats, and they laugh at everything. And I mean, stuff that you serious about, and they laugh at everything, and they provoke me, amen, and just saying something. I'm not saying that I had to go to jail on it and everything, but it was not my personality. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And immediately I had to say, you girls get out of here, because, you know, they meant well because they were laughing. Amen. But everything ain't always funny. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like for nobody to laugh at the way that I minister, laugh at the way that I shout, laugh at the way that I present myself unto the Lord, because I'm in the anointing bed. But you got people later on will say, ooh, you were shouting all over the place. They looking at you, and they ought to be in the spirit. I know I'm right about it this morning.
Keep
watching me. You need to be in the spirit like I'm not talking about my daughters, but anybody. Amen. When the anointing has lifted, and you may be just sitting at the table having dinner and just talking, and they'll bring it up. I was serious about my God. Amen. Praise.
Amen.
I was serious in my praise. I was serious in my shout. Amen. I really wish I had a shout like David. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really wish that I could dance like David. Dance, dance, dance. He danced so until we made a song that if I could dance like David. Amen. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Make it, I better take that back, because God might put that on me today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I better be careful what I say.
Right.
I might just get it. I might could have danced like David younger. Amen. David was a young man. Amen. Praise. I'm a little old now. Amen. I'm going to take it back. Amen. But I purposely, amen, amen, I purposely, amen, want to go to God with the right spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. The minute you do, I'm not condemning anyone. I'm helping us. Don't let sin lay dormant in you. Don't let bitterness spring up in you. You mm-hmm. up out and get rid of it. Amen. Praise
yeah.
you don't need
yeah.
that. You don't need that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God, I want to let you know the main point out of this, God will not remember your sin anymore. He is available 24 hours a day. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Get rid of that. He will pardon
yeah.
your sin.
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes saved people think that they don't need to repent. I beg the Lord, let me say this again. Saved people think they don't need to repent. Amen. But I do know that I've been trained. You don't point fingers ever at your leader. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in that equation. Amen. God has so ordained and anointed them. Amen. You don't point fingers. Amen. We have to be careful what we say because people will magnify the bad in us and not the good. We say we are not perfect and we are not perfect. But you got not going to know what I did. Amen. Praise the Lord because I'm not the example. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let me tell you this. We serve a God. You got to be careful in leadership. God don't want you. God corrects the leader. That's the leader's fault. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if they so act one of their inner circle, Jesus had an inner circle, Peter, James, and John, they were his covering. He had 12, but these were the three Jesus talked to. And every leader needs somebody to talk to. They would tell them, you know, even in a spirit of humility, they're not coming. They're not going to tell them unless they ask. Now, you don't just pick out what you want to tell me. Y'all don't hear me to tell you. Help me, Jesus.
All right.
You don't critique me and pick out what I'm talking about, my membership. You don't pick out what you want to tell me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm the pillar. I said in humility, but I'm not going to let my people be the driver and I'm the passenger. I drive this vehicle in the Lord. Amen. I am the one that God chose to minister unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't do it boastfully, but the new saints, amen, they got the they are the driver. You are not the driver. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I tell you to sit down, you sit down with love. Amen. You go somewhere else, they may put you out. I tell you this message and these things that I've been studying on. Amen. A couple of scriptures and I'm out of here. Amen. People will tell you, I promise, I swear I won't do it no more. Stop it. You don't have to swear. The Bible says swear not. Just go to God. Amen. And when you godly, sorry, amen, there is a remorse behind that. You know when your mom or your dad or your grandmother, whoever was your overseer and had permission to punish you, you started crying. My oldest daughter would cry all day before I hit. I said, well, I don't even need to beat you. You done cry. I didn't even know you was crying. She was crying all day long, week. She's like, amen, all day long. And I say, you done already got your whip and you done cry. If I hit you, you'll probably pass out in 2 weeks now. Amen. Oh. Praise the Lord. But at least the fear of her mother was in her. Amen. I didn't want to scare her, but the godly reference of who I am. Amen. And I praise God for that because my children know, amen, what I stand for. I'm not mean to them, and we have a lot of good times together, but they respect God in me. Matthew 18, 21 and 22, then came, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. I may have to do that part, because I cannot rush in this, Chief. I've studied too long, and amen, and I don't want to miss some good things that may be heard, but I may have to do this in another part. The same, all of the messages we rushed through so much, we studied so much, and we don't want you to miss God in anything. Amen. It's more than saying to Jesus, that's great, that's in this category. It's more than speaking in tongues, that's good. We're talking about the Holy Ghost that day. It's more than shouting, we're praising God in the dance that day. but the Lord wants us to have his word hid on the inside that we may not sin against him. You got to have that word. If you don't have that word in you that you may not sin against him, you don't know what sin is unless we tell you. Amen. Praise the Lord. They still debating now what the Bible says, take a little drink and everything. Well, do we mean that we can't drink? Don't drink. If you don't drink at all, you ain't got to worry about that. Come on, somebody. But then when I went over in Africa, their culture was they take a piece of wine. I went over to Africa and Africa and they took up to dinner to a whole. Amen. And everybody, the bishops, all of them had, they drank wine. Amen. And they wanted me to drink, but that's not what I was told. And they brought me the glass, and they poured it up, and they said, Bishop, you a bishop, wine is good for you after service. As much as you pray for the people, well, I was taught to go lay in the back room, and they pray over you and let you rest. I felt like I was sinning. Amen. And they brought the pretty glass out and they say, well, we're going to give you one a little lighter. Amen. And I still saw the foam come up. I'm not trying to, whatever scared me in my sin is scaring me now in my sanctification. I don't want to pick up no spirit, because when I come back to America, America will say I'm sinning. Am I right, somebody? Amen.
Yeah,
I can't get that. I had to tell, I can't do it. And it was the ones that came with me from America, they did. Well, they wasn't like me. And then they'll be the first ones to judge me when I come back to America. Am I right, somebody? They were not my hanging out saints. Amen.
I'm not
going to let my good be evil spoken of. And I know God will forgive me, but I would have felt like that was willfully sinning. I was praying different. Amen. You do what the Bolivians do. I do what we do, what the saints in America do, and what I was told. Amen. God bless you all. Here's my prayer. I pray that I'm saying something. If you notice, I'm talking fast. Amen, because I'm listening to the promo, and I don't want them to cut me off. I want to do a general prayer unless someone has a right now a 911 call for a prayer. Amen. Anyone, don't be scared now. Amen. Now, you don't repent to me. You repent to the Lord. Amen. I don't know your sin, and I don't want to know them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not Jesus. I cannot forgive you of your sins. I can only forgive you if you trespass against me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Only God can forgive sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody have a prayer request this morning? Amen. Anybody? If you don't have a prayer request, go ahead.
Dr. Gilbert, could I ask you to pray for the president, the vice president, and the situation in Afghanistan?
Okay, I know that's good right now and everything, and that's a general prayer. Don't misunderstand me, Ambassador Dr. Gillespie. Amen. I need the natural prayers right now of us. See, when we pray every day, that's a part of the way we pray. I want to be able to pray someone that needs an emergency prayer right now, and I will pray for them. I'm not putting you down, but I want you to be able to hear in the spirit, amen, that we're on a time limit now, amen. And I pray for them every day, and we pray for them every day. But I want to know if somebody's sick,
amen.
Somebody got to go to the doctor, somebody is depressed. And somebody right now, this kind of message today is for those that is in the inner circle. Amen. Anybody right now, amen, need God to come in and do something for them, amen, that only God can do. And I'm going to pray that right now. You may not want to openly share that, but I feel it in the spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, before we close out for today, Lord, on this line, we're coming, God, and we're praying that the words that we heard today from the message, that God is a God that will forgive and he won't bring it back to us no more. In the name of Jesus, And God, even sometimes saints have habits that they have not been able to kick. It's because they have not been up on a strong ministry that teaches on that in the name of Jesus. And the enemy will make them embarrassed to even want deliverance. But God, we pray a prayer of deliverance on this line today, Lord. It's time for us to get clean before you, Lord, and sacred. Even us that know the right way of right and wrong. But God, we need to surround ourselves with strong saints. Oh, God, and they help us to lean on the everlasting arms of God. We don't need to be with weak people. Oh, God, that when they say a swear word, it's a laugh and not a repentance. We don't need to be with people, God, that tell us it's all right to drink and smoke. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bring us to a repentant spirit. In the name of Jesus, revival is in the spirit. Revival in the land. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, if anyone's sick today, Lord God, we pray that the anointing that sweeps over this first fruit, God, will heal them, will allow them to get to a place in God. Oh, God, that they will be delivered in the name of Jesus. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the people praying for my daughter. Everywhere we took her, and I saw it on the, I saw her report, and it said that she had a hernia. I saw it on there, but oh God, I believe it was there, but you removed it. Amen. Yeah, oh yes, it was there, but God dissolved it in the name of Jesus. Don't you ever stop praying on the prayer line. Don't you ever call this prayer line short. In the name of Jesus, I've seen people delivered, set free. I've seen bills being paid. I'm one of them. I've seen people come out of debt. I've seen people, oh, in the name of Jesus, to explode. In the name of Jesus, just 2 weeks ago, Ambassador Dr. Julianne Hagen family, the whole family, oh, God, and now you've lifted the burden and stopped getting no more. Thank you, Lord. You lifted the burden. In the name of Jesus, I've seen Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and his wife in the hospital, and God, you delivered them out of the hands of a power. And we come right now, Satan, Thurman, notice on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, wherever our voice of being heard, hallelujah, don't give up on that child. Don't give up on your son. Don't give up on your daughter. Don't give up on your grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they're young without thinking homosexual is right. In the name of Jesus. Put out openly now. Oh, your girl is a girl. Your boy is a boy. They may not turn around now, but keep praying for them. God's going to turn around. In the name of Jesus. Oh, don't you be afraid of what they do. You've taught them the right way. But you lay them at the altar. Lay that burden at the altar, and God is going to fix it. Hey, homosexual is everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. They get involved and it's painted up with the ways of the world. Oh, God, help us this morning. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Jesus told us to do it all day long. We plead the blood. And that's over anything and everything. And we believe, God, that it is so. And we thank you for the time that you have given us on the first fruit prayer line this morning.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God, everybody. Amen, amen, and amen. You, Chief Ambassador, is in your hands.
Amen. God bless you. Didn't our hearts burn this morning? We said and heard the word of God and heard the Lord move through the Spirit. In the Spirit through Dr. Stern, Bishop Stern. And we certainly want to thank you for this morning and gave me a time to be replenished myself. And I pray for her, Lord. Touch Bishop Patricia Sterling, Lord, and replenish her spirit and her soul and her strength in the natural as well as the spirit. In the name of Jesus, overshadow her with your renewal power. In the name of Jesus, restore unto her the virtue that is given out. And even more so, Lord, in Jesus' name, restore, restore, restore. In Jesus' name, and give her the strength that she needs to make other journeys, not just this journey, but many other journeys. In the name of Jesus, and did you say, if I would ask you anything in your name, you would do it? I'm asking you to restore the strength that she's given out and the virtue that she's given out. In the name of Jesus, thank you for what you've done for her and how you blessed her and brought her this far. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the adoration. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. I'm not going to wait to try to ask you to be a blessing to Bishop Patricia Stern. I know in the old church they would just get up and start talking after the preacher and talk until everybody walked out. Then they try to take the offer. Well, oh, my God, I'm getting it right now. Listen, you want to be a blessing. You want to be a blessing to this great servant. I want to give you the cash app where you can be a blessing. Amen. $ Bishop Patricia Stern. Amen. I know some of y'all have bail now, but we're just talking about the cash app right now. $ Bishop Patricia Stern. Stern is spelled S-T-E-R-N. Amen. And you can see that pop up and be a blessing. Send whatever you have. Have a sin in the name of Jesus. And then you can mail it to 2037 Green Bay Road. G-R-E-E-N-B-A-Y Road. Green Bay Road. And send that to North Chicago. North Chicago, Illinois. And the zip code is 60064. Amen. 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. And amen. And if you're going to Walmart, just tell them when you go in there, tell them, can you tell me when the money center is? They'll show you when the money center is. When you get there, tell them you want to send some money, and they'll help you. You send it to Patricia Stern. They don't use titles in Walmart. You send it to Patricia Stern. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Stern, S-T-E-R-N. In North Chicago. Amen. I'll send it to the state of Illinois. And if you do that, she will get it. Amen. Any place she wants to go in Illinois, she'll be able to. Any Walmart, she'll be able to get it. In the name of Jesus. All right. God bless you. Those three ways. And the cash app, Bishop Patricia. The dollar sign first. You got to put that first. Dollar sign, the Bishop Patricia Stern. Secondly, her address, 2037 Green Bay Road. G-R-E-E-N-B-A-Y Road in North Chicago, Illinois. 60064. Do that. And go to Walmart and send it to Patricia Stern in Illinois. Amen. If you do that, you'll be able to get it. God bless you. Today, you've been blessed, I know. And don't be like those saints who hear them just have been putting their finger up and tip out. The most selfish people I've ever seen in my life. Want to get it all, get the blessing, and then my time is for the offer. They put the finger up and tip out, and then get in the car and drive down to McDonald's and send the money down there to get a hamburger. Amen. Listen, be a blessing when you've been a blessing. Amen. The enemy wants to train you and teach you to keep it all for yourself. Telling you, you can barely make it yourself. Well, why is that so? Because you don't your hand is closed because God can't get nothing through you. See, I preach that message. If he can get it through you, he will send it to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He can't send it to you because he can't get it through you. Amen. Your hand is closed. You don't want to bless nobody. You're talking about, I just got enough for me and my four and no more. Amen. That's what you say. You don't know that you're hindering your blessings because God's word is true. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And as you give bountiful, he'll bless you bountiful. If you give sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And I don't want to reap nothing sparingly. I want to get everything that God has for me. So let me give in the name of Jesus. I want to be one of my endeavors is to be one of the greatest givers ever in the history of the world. In the church. Amen. The enemy is trying to close down the church. You see him closing up many places. But I'll tell you, God is going to use Dr. Bernard Johnson to be a blessing to the churches all over the world. That's why you need to see the blood of Jesus over me every day in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Don't forget Bishop Stern. She's been a blessing to us. Be a blessing to her. Amen. Oh, my God, I see some things that's going to come to her, and it's not going to be negative. It's going to be a blessing like never before. And I'm going to thank God in advance. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for our sister in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Listen, folks, we had a great day, and we want to thank God for using Bishop Stern. I was able to yesterday. She grabbed my arms and held them up.
Amen.
And we won the battle. And we're winning the battle now because of people like Bishop Stern and others are holding my arm up. Thank you, Dr. Thelma Rush and others who are holding my arms up.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Amen. God bless all of you. Now, let's see, Dr. Cullins, are you on the line? Tell us where we read the Bible if you're there. Amen.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Jeremiah, and we're reading chapters 11 through 14 on today.
11 through 14, Jeremiah. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Now, we're not in 2 Kings or nothing like that, are we?
No, sir.
We're in Jeremiah. Spell Jeremiah. If I don't want to put you on the spot. I think you know how to spell it. But spell it.
Of course I do.
Spell it so people can get out of the New Testament. And get over there in the Old Testament. Go ahead.
J, like in Jerry, E-R-E-M-I-A-H, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Jeremiah. Don't be over there talking about I'm in Jeremiah and you spell it M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Don't do that, no. We in Jeremiah, amen. And the Lord bless you. If you'll meet with us as we study the word to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Amen. Get in Jeremiah and meet with us. Amen. God bless you. We've had a great day. Thank you, Bishop Stern, and for all those who are on the line today to be blessed. We give God the glory and all the adoration and all the praise. Come on, Dr. Benita Friesen, if you're
yes,
there.
The shut-in is Wednesday, August the 25th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is the same as 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to minister, you can call me at 616-531-4940. That number is 616-531-4940. 4940. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Dr. Benita Friesen. And then that number is 616-531-4940. And then call her and let her know that you want to be a part of the all-night study. And you learn to recognize the real voice of God. Some voice is telling you, Oh, you know you can't be up that time in the morning. Who said that? You think God said that to you? You don't know the Lord. If you think God said that, you don't know the Lord. Amen. Learn the Lord and the fellowship of the suffering and all that. See, you don't know him, but you think. You got to learn to recognize the enemy's voice. He'll try to disguise himself and learn the real voice of the Lord, and you'll be more blessed, bountifully blessed. Amen. All right, God bless you. That's enough today. You had a good meal, and now maybe you want to get some rest, because I know y'all from descendants from Africa. Y'all want to eat and then lay down, amen, and go to sleep, amen. God bless you. All right. Don't y'all eat no whole watermelon like Dr. Winifred, though. Amen. And then go eat four pieces of chicken the next day. Amen. She used to be nice, and she was still slim, but now she's, oh, my God, in the middle of the praise the Lord. She'll be on the line pretty soon asking for a prayer request. Maybe if the Lord would help her stop to eat. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day, everybody. Amen. Repeat after me. May the Lord watch. Amen.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee. While we're absent one from another. And may the Lord bless you and your family real good. And may the Lord watch you and keep you safe from the coronavirus. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and good day. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. You just missed. May the Lord bless you all today. Amen. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. You're going out, you're coming in. We'll be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day.
The organizer has ended this meeting. Goodbye.